The judges of the United States Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals. Hear ye, hear ye. All persons having business before the United States Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals draw near, for the court is now in session. God save the United States and this honorable court.
Please be seated. The court is called to order. The court calls the case of United States versus Master Sergeant Robert D. Cook, ACM 38909. Today we consider two issues during oral arguments. They are, first, whether a new trial is warranted where new evidence impeaching the credibility of the alleged victim was discovered after the announcement of the sentence, and where the alleged victim committed a fraud on the court-martial by lying under oath. Second, if this court determines a new trial not authorized, the trial defense counsel was ineffective where she failed to locate, interview, and call the only witness that could impeach the complaining witness. Appellant's counsel, do you wish to reserve any time for rebuttal?
Yes, Your Honor. We respectfully request 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. My name is Brian Cristera. I'm with the law firm of Gary Myers, Daniel Conway & Associates. I'm here with Major Lauren Shore. We represent the appellant. This case represents a manifest injustice that occurred when, just a few days after trial, additional and newly discovered evidence came to light in the form of testimony of a Mr. P.S. That would have been exculpatory had it been presented at the trial, and that it would have impeached the direct testimony of the complaining witness in this case. Now, we're presenting diametrically opposing arguments today in the alternative, which is common with these types of cases and scenarios. And the primary issue that's diametrically opposed here is the question of due diligence. And I think the court can easily approach addressing this problem if you start with the question of was the evidence discoverable by the exercise of due diligence? That's the second prong under RCM 1210, request for new trial. So the answer to that question must be yes or no. And so if the answer is no, you proceed with an RCM 1210 analysis. If the answer is yes, you proceed with an IAC analysis for ineffective assistance of counsel. So assuming first, as we primarily are asking for a new trial under RCM 1210, assuming that the answer to that question is no, in that the evidence was not discoverable by the exercise of due diligence, the next two issues that the court must answer are whether the evidence was newly discovered and then whether there was prejudice. Now, on the issue of whether the evidence was newly discovered, the military judge in this case didn't even make a ruling on that matter, and the government didn't address it in their brief, but I think it's pretty obvious here that the evidence, in fact, was newly discovered after trial. All that was known prior to the trial and during the trial was that this witness possibly existed and there was this potential of a rumor. The substance of the rumor and the substance of the testimony was not known. The defense was not able to take advantage of that in preparation or execution of the trial, and therefore the evidence was newly discovered. The issue becomes, I think, a little bit more contentious regarding prejudice. Now, with prejudice in this case, the issue really becomes, had this witness been available to the defense at trial, had they discovered this witness, how would that have changed the course of trial? And predominantly, it would have impeached the direct testimony of the complaining witness in this case. In her direct testimony on direct exam with the government, she testified specifically that when asked if she had had other sexual partners, she said that I have not. And when asked again for an explanation in a bit more detail, part of her answer was, I have absolutely no reason or no desire for anybody but my husband. And that's in the record at page 388 and page 389 during her direct examination. She would later again reiterate those points at sentencing, which is less of an issue on this appeal.
So, counsel, this newly discovered evidence would impeach those statements in her direct testimony, correct?
That's correct, Your Honor. So Mr. P.S. would have been able to testify that he had previously had a